It has been 15 years since I sat with Carol and Larry in my psychology office. They were a pretty typical couple. Typical because they were having relationship problems. Like so many other couples, they were once absolutely certain that their deep love and optimism would make their relationship last. They had come together because they wanted to. Because the idea of a life together felt so right. Because they believed their union was the one thing that would complete them. They approached their relationship seriously, made sacrifices, and promised they would offer up their hearts and souls to one another. And now, here they were, trying to understand why the very thing they once thought would make them so happy had left them feeling trapped, overwhelmed by an unspeakable feeling of disappointment. They were hurting. Second-guessing themselves, wondering how something could go stagnant and painful so quickly. Carol told me, "I am so tired of feeling alone. I feel like I want to scream or hit something, but I don't know what and I don't know why. We used to be so fresh and so alive, and now our love has become cold and bitter and lifeless. Is this it? Is this all there is?" I started talking, giving Larry and Carol the same platitudes, the same conventional wisdom that me and every other therapist in the country had been doling out for years. "You're going to have to commit to solving your problems," I said. "You need to communicate better. See things through your partner's eyes. Try to resolve each and every one of your differences. Remember your marriage vows." Just like I had been taught, I was acting warm and genuine as I trotted out the usual responses. But suddenly, all I could hear myself saying was blah, 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 blah. As I sat there, I asked myself, has anybody noticed over the last 50 years that this crap doesn't work? Has it occurred to anyone that the vast majority of these couples aren't getting any better? Here were these two people, searching for answers, and I realized I was telling them things about the nature of relationships that weren't going to make a damn bit of difference. My profession's advice was all well and good if life was lived in an ivory tower, or if our clients lived in some sitcom-like Ozzie and Harriet existence, but it did little for those relating in the real world with real problems, real children, real financial demands, real competition for affection, real stress. The vast majority of relationship advice offered in our society not only did not work, it didn't even come close to working. That was true then, and it's true now. Research shows that over 2/3 of couples, married or otherwise, who attend relationship counseling are worse or at least no better after 1 year. The divorce rate in America refuses to drop below 50%, and 20% of us will divorce not once but twice in our lifetime. Clearly, pleasant and generic instructions on how to communicate better, or theoretical musings that give you great insights about relationships, just weren't going to cut it 15 years ago and won't cut it now. That day with Carol and Larry was a turning point in my life. I decided that if I continued imparting the conventional wisdom, I would be cheating them and everyone like them out of any chance they had to turn their relationships around. I resolved right then and there that I was going to get real about why relationships were failing in America and what needed to be done to turn the tide. People needed a solid, practical way to reframe their lives and their lifestyles in order to create a healthy relationship rather than live in such a way as to maintain and support a bad one. That's what this audiobook is all about. I'm going to tell you what I believe is the truth about what you have to do to meet your needs and the needs of your partner, and exactly how to rebuild the foundation of your life so that you can have a fulfilling relationship. I'm not going to make things easy for you. My mission is to help peel away the layers of confusion and distorted thinking that have dominated your relationship. Peel away the false world you have constructed and put you back in touch with your inner core of consciousness. Help you find the answers that work. Getting back in touch with your core of consciousness will remind and convince you that there is nothing wrong with you that justifies your having less than a rewarding relationship in which you can live, love, and laugh every day of your life. I recognize that right now, a whole lot of you need a lot of answers. You may not know how or why your relationship got into such a mess, but I do know. I know what you're going through, and I know how it all happened to you. What I'm about to say may sound arrogant, and if it does, I'm sorry for being so blunt. But after having been to hell and back with thousands of couples in a variety of settings, I've gotten street smart. I know how to get your relationship under control and back on the right track. And if you stay with me, I'll show you what you've been missing, and I'll lead you to clear answers. Starting with this one. You are not inadequate or incompetent when it comes to a relationship. The brutal and sad fact is that the deck has been stacked overwhelmingly against you. Think about it. The requirements for a driver's license are tenfold the requirements for a marriage license. To drive, you at least have to take a test to demonstrate some level of knowledge and competency before you're turned loose. Yet our collective society is willing to turn you loose with someone else's life for $2 and a signature down at the courthouse. It's time for the double talk and fuzzy thinking to stop. In this journey that you've just begun, you won't be relying on theory and bad information. You will be relying on techniques and realities for creating and managing a healthy relationship. You're going to learn the truth. And the truth is that your relationship is in trouble because you set it up that way. I'm going to say that again. Your relationship is in trouble because you set it up that way. And let me be real clear. You set it up that way by actively, consistently, and efficiently designing, programming, and choreographing your entire lifestyle to generate and then support a bad relationship. You have chosen to live in a way in which no other result could occur.